It's 88.5 KCSN, Sky Daniels. Happy to welcome back what we, I guess, have dubbed KCSN sweetheart, Sarah Watkins.
Oh, that's so nice of you.
Well, we do. We do think of you as a real friend. Young in All the Wrong Ways is the title of the new album. And the first time I heard that expression, I thought, at my age, what wrong ways is there about being young? Do tell.
Really?
Well, when I was young, I had a lot of fun, and I guess I have a nostalgic view of...
I think there have been several points in my life where I have felt like 3 weeks has separated me from who I was. You know, I mean, like, even as a kid, you go to, you know, summer vacation, seventh grade or whatever, summer vacation comes around, and, you know, you don't relate to who you were at the end of the last school year. Things are totally different,
right?
You know, and I think that happens at a lot of different points in life. Maybe it's when you go to school, maybe it's when you get a job, or, you know, move to a different town or whatever. But there are these moments, I feel like, where there's a little bit of a page turn, and sometimes that means, like, you know, actually, like, a course correction. And that's how I've been thinking about these songs and this album, this collection of songs. It chronicles my process through a pretty big course correction, where it wasn't one thing. It was just you know, getting older and adjusting some of the ways that I think about things, life, and some big picture things and relationships, and the way that I work through things is by writing on paper, and it starts very messy, and eventually I start to hone in on what the actual issue is. And it's very, you know, it's cliched, but it's very therapeutic that way, where I'm trying to solve my own puzzles. And then sometimes that writing will turn into organized lyrics. Sometimes it won't. But it was a very helpful process. For about a year and a half, I was making writing the songs that turned into this album.
Every step's been shown to you, like all those years of school. What they said is what you say. What they saw is what you see. You like a clear drawn line, partitioned and defined, so you can rest in knowing everything's as it should be. But I want you to move me. Always stay the course. Talking quickly doesn't leave much time for questioning. So much is repetition. We mimic old decisions and walk the same path just because we know where it will lead. But I want you to move me. I want you to move me. I want you to move me. Want you to move me. But you just keep the peace. I long to give you all I've got, but I fear you'll disapprove. The underlying open eyes, the heart. the follow through. Take you up and bring you back, but you will not be moved. Want you to move me. Want you to move me. I want you to move me. Want you to move me. Move me, move me.
How did it come to be that Gabe worked on the record with you?
Yeah, Gabe Witcher produced the record. I know Gabe. I've known Gabe since I was 8 years old, going to bluegrass festivals, follows camp out in the San Gabriel Mountains and Calico Ghost Town and countless others, Topanga. And then when my brother and I started the Watkins Family Hour at Largo around 2000, 2001 maybe, Gabe, we invited Gabe to be a part of it, and it started as, you know, Sean and I with Gabe, and he was a regular guest at the Family Hour, a regular part of it for a long time, and so we reconnected then, after, you know, just however many years between, and I have a great respect for his musicianship. He's turned me on to a lot of great music and I feel like there's a certain thing a consistency to the stuff that he's turned me on that contains a lot of humanity, a lot of wobble and a personality. And I really wanted this record to have that, to feel like me in a way that I haven't had yet in record form. And so I was on tour and I just was talking to a mutual friend of ours and I was like, I think Gabe should produce my record. And he's like, absolutely, he should. That's a great idea. And so I just texted him and he said, yeah. And then,
intimacy of a, hey, do you want to produce?
Hey, you want to produce my record? That's literally that's what happened. And then we started getting together and I was bouncing off some songs and he'd be like, yeah, that's great. Maybe this feels a little redundant with another song. Maybe you can change that up. You know, just kind of broad strokes, pre-production. And then it was great. We tracked it here in town at United, and it's an amazing band on it. And I'm really proud of it.
Quiet night, driving out to Harriet's again to breathe the air and soothe my mind. A stranger might get lost out in the emptiness if he don't know how to read the signs. If Harriet isn't there, I'll let myself in. 'Cause when she's gone for a while. I'll stay a couple days. This is just a little trip to get out from under the pile. This place has got a hold on me. It's got a hold on. This place has got a hold on me. It's got a hold on. The desert will remind you who you ought to be, and it'll show you who you are. There's nothing to protect you or what you're hiding. And I remember when she found my mark. This place has got a hold on me, it's got a hold. This place has got a hold on me, it's got a hold on. Ooh. Ooh. Now I'll walk along the wash out behind a place, lie down here in the sand. All it doesn't matter, it drifts away. And the wonder it takes my hand. She's the bright hot sun in the cold night. She's the cold black darkness in the starlight. There are those I held on to and let go. But this one's got a hold on me, she's got a hold on. This one's got a hold on me, she's got a hold on. Ooh. Early morning westbound on the empty 10, California still fast asleep. Dawn is in my mirror once again. Light begins to weep.
It's a proactive album. It really is forward motion, and it's. I sometimes am reluctant to change because it's unknown to me, you know, and I really enjoy knowing how to do a thing in a certain circumstance, and I also realize that I don't want to get in any ruts. I don't want to default to positions and situations because I just haven't bothered to move forward. And all of a sudden, I'm stuck. That's a nightmare to me. I don't want to be stuck anywhere. And I want to be in step. And this, one of the things that I was consciously trying to do when I was writing these songs and working through stuff was, or just processing life, is to take any feeling of anxiety or confusion or anything that seems overwhelming as a feeling of like, no, this is what this kind of disorder and chaos and this kind of tumult is important, and it proves that you're actually going somewhere and doing something different, and that's that's what I wanted. And so there's a little bit of me kind of redefining my feelings as like, oh, that's not a bad sign. This isn't, I'm not like out in the woods and I need to stay close to my, my little fortress. It's like, this is evolutionarily, I'm totally so safe. Like this is a sign that I'm moving forward in a great way. And so that's one of the things that I came to. And, there was this very clear picture that I had. I don't know if you've spent a lot of time like at the back of a ship that's at dock or whatever they call it. It's sitting still. And
harbor.
Yeah, it's at the harbor. Yeah. They also have these
docks.
Buoys too that you go to.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, everything's totally calm. The water's totally calm. And look at these big ships. You hear the engines running and you see the water starting to churn, and it just looks, it looks like chaos and the ship isn't even going anywhere yet, but eventually it does once there's enough disruption and the ship starts to move forward, but that disruption is necessary for that forward motion. And so I was just trying, that was one of the pictures that I had and trying to kick my butt into gear and not get stuck anywhere that I didn't want to be.
Trying to back off, trying to lay low, giving you time to read the stars, trying to wait for something you don't know to show you where you are, where you are. Where you are, where you are. It's been so long now, I know I should forget you, that I ought to let it lie, but I'm bound to wonder all about you, no matter how I try. There you are, there you are, there you are. And a staggering conviction that I might not catch up, like all the colors running down a portrait, and now it looks nothing like the one I fell in love with. Thought I could write you right out of my story, when all the clear lines blurred, but I still want you to show up Yeah, I hope you'll just stroll through. After all these years without a word, without a word, without a word, without a word.
The lucky fans that are going to be there tonight at Largo are certainly going to see a wonderful set of new material, as well as the always, you can always count on a great performance from Sarah Watkins. The third solo album, third for those of you counting, Sarah Watkins, Young in All the Wrong Ways, is available now, and we certainly are glad you stopped by. And we, you know, like we said, you're KCSN sweetheart, so you're
so
always
sweet.
Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
You got it. It's Sarah Watkins live on 88.5 KCSN.